everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss another episode. We put out one episode a week every Saturdays. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on all socials for more health and wellness tips, and share this podcast with someone that you love so they can live a longer, healthier, and happier life. Last week, we talked about peptides. So if you want to learn more about peptides such as collagen and all the ways those can help with anti-aging, cellular repair, muscle recovery, boosting your immune system, a lot of great benefits there, go back and listen to last week's episode where we break everything down for you. This week, we're going to be talking about seasonal anxiety. So if you've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed lately, a little bit anxious, you're definitely not alone, because that can happen as the seasons change. A lot of people associate anxiety with those long, cold, dark winters. But actually, you can experience anxiety as well whenever you're transitioning from winter into spring, spring into summer, summer into fall, and so on. And we'll go ahead and talk about how that all works, break down some options for you to help alleviate that anxiety. And you're going to kick it off.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, the stress of change in general is hard for many people, which is what kind of causes the anxiety to start. And seasonal change is no different, because obviously you're going to experience change in weather, change in like your daily routine. So that stress of change in general is what causes that anxiety. Our minds and bodies have to shift for what this new season brings. So if you are especially more prone to have seasonal anxiety if you are already anxious as a person. So that's just something to be aware of, like, oh, is it based on my having just anxiety over one certain thing, or is it actually seasonal anxiety where I'm now going to change? So something to be mindful of, and asking others around you if they notice differences in your behavior as you see the seasons changing as well. That might help you to determine what is that cause of the anxiety that you have. So often our bodies react poorly to change. We struggle with transitions even during positive changes that happen. So generally we think of spring as a positive change, or summer as a positive change, because it's bringing on, the sun is out longer, flowers are in bloom, it's warmer. So it just tends to be that positive change, but you still experience change. So it is still something that can cause that anxiety happening. You also might get that feeling of being overwhelmed, because naturally in the spring and summer, because of the temperature being better, we tend to have busier schedules. So maybe you're starting to already in your mind think of all of the activities you're going to be doing throughout the summer, or in that season. So then your body starts to react to your mind thinking about everything coming up. So that's just one thing that we experience with those season changes. Another thing is that daylight savings, not sure about any of you, but here where we live, we do have daylight savings still. So we change our clocks back when it is fall and forward when it's spring. So naturally our bodies then have to adjust to those time changes, which then shifts our circadian rhythm, which is what helps us to be able to wake up in the morning and then fall asleep at night. So our bodies are also going through these changes, and that impacts our mood and sleep as well, which causes anxiety. Weather is another thing I touched on a little bit, but those weather fluctuations. So in the springtime especially, we might experience a 60 degree day and it's sunny, and then the next day it's 30 degrees and we're freezing. So that like anticipation of the season changing also is causing some anxiety in us. Same with like the transition from summer to fall. It, again, our days tend to be 80 degrees and then the next day it's like in the 40s. So have to really, like, our bodies have to adjust to all of that temperature change. And then our routine starts to change because obviously I'm not going to go for a hike if it's 30 degrees out. And then our routine has to change, right? We have to come up with a different activity instead of that hike that we're used to going on. Also, weather, speaking of weather, there can be freezing rain that comes or more rain or snow. So again, weather is a huge impact on all seasons when we are changing through the seasons. And then that pressure, especially in spring and summertime, to be more active and social, those are the months that we tend to be more outgoing. We literally plan something every single weekend. It's not always with other people, but there are definitely more crowds of people with the things that we plan for spring and summertime. So that, for myself at least, causes more anxiety in me. I know I'm gonna have to be more upbeat and talkative. So that can be another reason why the anxiety creeps in through those seasons. And then, like my husband was saying, typically winter, we experience like the winter blues, that depression, because we're isolating ourselves. So that works both ways, really, either anticipating having to be more social or that anticipation of like, now I'm gonna start to be alone and not go out as much. And then there's what we call that seasonal affect disorder, which is a real thing. For winter and fall, or fall and winter, we experience that seasonal affect disorder in the form of depression because there's less daylight, less vitamin D, and we're isolating ourselves. So we're staying at home. We might be eating more and more of the wrong foods because naturally when it's cold, our bodies are craving those foods to bulk up a little bit during the winter months, right? Hibernation, bears do it, they get fat and then sleep all winter. Same for humans, right? Any animal, it's an instinct to eat more in the winter. So then we experience that SAD, the seasonal affect disorder. The reverse for summer and spring of SAD is the reverse SAD. And that's where you experience more of those anxiety, the anticipation of, oh, now I have to look good again. I have to make sure I'm working out. I'm going to be in a bathing suit. I'm going to be around more people. So you experience some of the irritability, insomnia, our appetite might change, to have a loss of appetite now. And then some agitation comes along with that. So as with anything, for anxiety and depression, especially in our mental health, seek help through our friends, through people that we loved. And if that's not enough, make sure that you go and speak to a doctor about your anxiety or depression that is coming. Make sure that you are tracking it as well. It can help you a lot to anticipate the changes that are coming. That way you're able to handle it better and knowing like, oh, okay, it's gonna be spring, it's gonna be summer, I know things are coming. So making a plan and sticking to that plan to help ensure that you are getting what you need. Also making sure that you have a ritual. So it does help to like knowing I'm gonna be busier in the summer months, to like have that routine in place already so that isn't changing for me. That's not another change that I have to face. So whether it be a good morning routine or a night routine, sticking to that routine, as well as adding in some self time. So taking it slow, allowing yourself to gradually change throughout each of these seasons helps to reduce the anxiety and depression that some people may face. So that's really what I have on seasonal anxiety.
All right, so there you have it. If you're experiencing any of those symptoms, such as agitation, sleeplessness, overwhelm, difficulty sleeping, physical tension, those unfocused thoughts or worry that really give you that scattered brain, then you could be experiencing the seasonal anxiety. All those symptoms can overlap every now and again with just standard anxiety. As you mentioned there, very important to set a routine. Also, I find it very helpful to set aside 10 minutes every morning to just breathe. Perhaps you can go through a guided meditation, and that really sets a grounding, calming framework for the rest of your day. Make sure that you're setting realistic expectations for yourself. As you touched on, you might be doing more things. So whether it's cleaning the entire house for spring cleaning or starting a new project or something like that, you just want to make sure that you're not taking on too much to overwhelm yourself. So good way to help with that is to journal, write down what you want to do for the spring, summer, fall, and break it down into those small manageable tasks that you can prioritize, because you're probably going to only have energy for two or three. And remember, that's okay. You want to keep that balanced energy going. So that increases with daylight. But you can feel like you're constantly on the go as those days get longer. So balance is key. Make sure that you're still taking time in the spring and summer to rest, recharge, and just allow yourself that space. Make sure you schedule that downtime into your week, whether it's taking that hike, reading a book, or just simply sitting in a park. That will help as well. Allergies can happen spring and summer, so it's important to make sure that you're managing those allergies with the healthcare provider and doing what you need to do in terms of whether those are natural remedies or medications to help manage that as well. And really have that mindful movement with the physical activity. Try yoga, walking, taking a hike. Those type of activities will really help reduce the stress for you there. So that's super important there. Definitely anxiety, seasonal anxiety is absolutely real, but with a little bit of self-awareness, some intentional steps, if you acknowledge the symptoms and you really focus on ways to cope with it, you can really transform any season into an opportunity and growth rather than stress or anxiety. So that is what we had for you today. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on all socials for more health and wellness tips. If you found this episode helpful, make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it with someone that could use some tips on helping to reduce their anxiety, because you definitely want to create that calming routine as you transition from season to season. Set those realistic expectations for yourself. And remember, you can always reach out for support. There's no shame in that, and that will make you more superhumanistic as well. We'll see you next time.
Bye.